Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 2, show number 20, recorded Monday, June 7th, 2021. Thanks, as always, to partners Cassins & Sons, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb & Ginger Blasting Game, and Integrity Spine & Joint Center. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip. But tonight, we are focused on the Edwardsville Rotary Criterium Festival, the great festival, which is coming up in just 73 days, the yearly bicycle race and festival, all kinds of stuff going on with that, as you shall hear later on. We've got some amazing guests representing the Edwardsville Criterium. Three things you can do to help. Number one, subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Number two, follow us in all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and of course, Instagram. And number three, if you have a story idea, please email me at mespdave@gmail.com. Brian Mulhall and S.J. Morrison coming up in just a few minutes. But first, last week's Integrity Spine and Joint Center question of the week: which local coach is also a great classroom teacher? And in our social media question on Twitter, the Olaus got some love, both Craig and Heather Olau, as excellent coaches and classroom teachers. And also Jesse Macias, an outstanding teacher at Alton High School and also tennis coach. This week's Integrity Spine and Joint Center question of the week: to which summer sports festival or event or tournament are you most looking forward for this summer? What are you most looking forward to in terms of summer sports events in the Metro East? Brian Mulhall and S.J. Morrison, our guests, are hoping that you're thinking about the Edwardsville Criterium coming up in August. As tournament director of the Edwardsville Futures, I hope you've got the Edwardsville Futures pro tennis tournament, pro circuit event, men's 15K event on your summer calendar coming up in July 19th. But there's a bunch of other great sporting events every single summer in the Metro East. To what event are you most looking forward? Answer that question. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. Those questions are always pinned at the top of our page. And before we start talking about the Criterium, I got to talk about Cassins & Sons. Thanks to partners Cassins & Sons, the number one place to purchase a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or a pre-owned car, check out Cassins inventory in person, where they've been for 25 years, or online at Cassins.com. Cassins has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased 4 vehicles there. My daughter drives a beautiful IU red Jeep, and my wife and I drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassins is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. All right, Brian Mulhall and S.J. Morrison up next. Okay, in this Edwardsville Criterium Rotary Criterium special, got S.J. Morrison and Brian Mulhall. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
So good to see you both. And Brian, introduce yourself. You are the chair of the race and festival this year, right?
Yeah, race director last couple years. Filled some pretty big shoes from SJ, who started the event with some other Rotarians. And it's quite an honor. And I'm just sort of the orchestra director. It's a big volunteer event. I'm just a piece of the puzzle. So,
and boy, that orchestra hums. I mean, they sound fantastic.
And SJ, you're the founder of this race.
Right.
And so you were the director and the race director for how many years?
Gosh, probably 7 or 8 years before Brian took over.
Is this race number 10 for you guys?
11. Didn't miss last year, of course.
Okay.
So 11. And
so you guys are a year older, you know, because my event, the Edwardsville Futures, it was started just about the exact same time.
That's
and
right.
Similar paths. You and I have talked fundraising before and so forth. So this is year number 11, and it, I know how much work is involved in this.
It's a tremendous amount of work, but that's the thing about this area, is that people really care And so not only are there volunteers who are willing to come out there and actually like work, you know, these corners in the heat, marshaling and registering riders, but there are businesses and organizations that step up to the plate and provide the money needed to actually put the event on.
And the energy and the enthusiasm and also the patronage to come out and watch it, because people love to come out and watch this race. You guys get incredible numbers.
We do. I mean, I think, Brian, please jump in. I think it was, we've had 5,000 to 7,000 people at the Criterium in the past.
Oh, I fully expect there to be 5,000 to 10,000 through the day, 3:00 to 11:00, that will make their way in and out of the course and watch. And it's one of the largest, I would assume, spectator events, and that short of a time period, 3 to 11 on a Saturday. And so it's huge numbers and big rider numbers. We had 240 riders in 2019, cyclists, and 100 runners for the dash. We have a running event in the middle of it. That's let's not forget that. Keeps allows people to sort of participate.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you know, exactly what this is, because it's called the Rotary Criterium Festival, mm-hmm. presented by Busey Bank.
That's
right. But throughout the day, it's so much more than just a bike event. Let's go through your itinerary for the day as it's coming up here in August.
Mm-hmm. So the event really kicks off 3:00, which will be the first race of 7 through the day, cycling races that start more on the amateur level and then work up to the professional level after dinner. That starts at 3. It also kicks off the sort of the family events and with the festival. The kids zone area has an art tent, some activities for the kiddos, ice cream, you know, great family stuff that's right on the course itself. And that will go up to 6:00, where we'll also break into 4 free kids races, which personally are my favorite event on the Criterium. And I think
no doubt,
yeah. I sit back. Yes, I've teared up at it, watching the kiddos come down in their groups. And say to myself, it was worth it. I think when those families come down the main street and they're grouped, and it's emotional for me. I know it's emotional for a lot of families. Grandparents are watching, and those kids will always.
Well, absolutely. And not to cut you off, Brian, but to hear the stories of the parents who say, my kid trains, quote unquote, all summer long for the Criterium. They're out. They're riding around the cul-de-sac. They're riding on the bike trails, preparing for the event. And that, to me, is one of the reasons why we added the kids race, is because we wanted to promote cycling. We wanted to promote active living, getting outside, being active to kiddos. And so to hear that does my heart good.
I'd be like going to the Cardinal game and say, okay, before the game, though, we all get to run around the bases, which the Cardinals do.
Yeah.
But I think you offer a real experience, a real hands-on experience. It's not just a passive experience where the kids are just watching. The fact that they get to get involved, they get the safety fittings with the helmets if they want that as well. Okay. I love it. Awesome. Great, great idea with that.
It is. And to see these cyclists racing at breakneck speeds through the streets of downtown Edwardsville, there really is nothing like it. And I attended a lot of quote-unquote Criteriums around the region and even the country to see what they do well and what they don't do well. And what I found often was you have these amazing athletes racing, again, at top speeds around corners and uphills and all this, but there was no audience. And so, you know, the Rotary Club, when we decided let's do this, we decided we wanted to do it downtown and we wanted to make it an event so that these athletes, which now come from 10 or 11 states around the U.S., have an audience, and they love the energy.
Sure.
They love the cowbells clanging and the people yelling at the corners and go get them, you know. And they love the music, and the energy of the experience is so much richer, you know, at our event than a lot of Criteriums. And that's what we wanted. We wanted something that is not only, you know, fun to come watch, but that it's a party.
Yep, I want to get to that. I want to get to the food. I want to get to the entertainment. I want to get to the people that want to have a beer can have a beer. But I want to keep going through your itinerary for the day. So then after your kids race at 5:15.
The kids will come in and have their 4 races, and then they'll clear the track, and we'll have it's called the Downtown Dash. It's
right.
A 2-lap race that we really wanted to add the element of, I mean, very few people can ride at the level, even the amateur level of cyclists that come in to race here. So we thought, what better could we do than, it's such an active community of trails, bike trails, running, a lot of 5Ks in the area. Hey, let's have a more upbeat, fun, you know, dash really for some runners.
And it's two laps around the track.
It's two laps, so 1.4 miles.
Okay, and I want people to understand that we're talking about a road course around a block, basically, in or two blocks in downtown Edwardsville, actually around the building in which we are sitting right now, like right around where Big Daddy's and the county courthouse is. That's right. The area that we're talking about, just in case some people haven't been here.
Sure, it's the same course as the crit itself. They don't move barricades, so it's the exact course that the riders
1.4 miles.
Yeah, and it's a test, but I do want to stress that I think we want numbers. We want as much participation. Kids run in it. You don't have to be an aggressive 5K runner. You don't have to be some super athlete to run in it, unless you want to win your age division. There's a lot of age divisions and medals. But we want this to be, again, family. I participated. We enjoyed it. How often do you get a chance to run in front of thousands of people?
Down the middle of Main Street.
Down the middle of Main Street without being chased by
the police.
Yeah. No. So you have 20 minutes is really the time limit to finish the 1.4 mile event. So anyone that's out there listening that runs can say, well, I can do that. You know, and that's the sort of runner that we're looking for. And get your t-shirt and, you know, it just take the pictures, right? That's what we want. If you're a stellar athlete and you want to just blow the crowd away, absolutely come on in and show your stuff. You know, we welcome that. So after the dash, I say the big boys and girls come out. About 7 o'clock, the racing resumes. 7:20, you have their final four races begin. They're timed races as far as 45 minutes or 60. Those of you out there, it's not number of laps. It's just a timed event. And that's when the fun really begins. The atmosphere changes. Sun starts to set. And the speeds do not go down.
The lights flicker on. Yeah.
The lights flicker on. And people say to themselves, when the next race comes up, these guys and gals can't go any faster than that last race, can they? And, oh, yeah.
And until you feel the whoosh of air when the peloton of cyclists goes by at 35 miles an hour on Main Street, you don't realize what that means.
Your clothing it'll flutter. It's just like a breeze. And it zoom, 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 zoom. I call it a little mini Indy 500, you know, when they have the camera down by the track. And I encourage people to get up against the barricades safely and just... Not yeah.
Yeah,
we're
really.
Reaching across the barricades, and we have a great crowd, by the way. We just never have issues. But to literally, especially on a turn, and just lean on that barricade and say, let's see what they got, and you will literally take a step back because you'll be like, I can't. Whoa, that caught me off guard. I can't stand there. And the next time you'll stand in. So it's the reactions of people across, young and old, are amazed the first time they come to a criterium. Like, oh, yeah, cycling races. Yeah, let's go down there and have a little food and watch people drive around in circles. And they walk away going, I'm blown away. I had no idea it was this sort of magnitude and speed.
And the races get more competitive as the evening goes on. And I notice that you've got the women's race at 7:25. And then your category 3, your cat 3, is at 8:30. And then your pro cat is at 9:35. So if folks want to come down and see the big boys, they need to be there at 9:30.
Yeah, final race. And
typically,
they are skilled, qualified. It's taken them a long time to earn that honor to be able to be in that race. It's a points USA Cycling sanctioned event. They have to meet criteria, strict criteria, to get to that classification. And, to see someone maintain a speed of 30 miles an hour average over an hour and a half is something else. And there's always one or two at the end of the race start to pull away, and they look like a professional golfer hitting a golf ball 375 yards, no effort.
They make it look easy. Yeah.
You'll say, how is that person winning by a block?
Where have your winners been from?
All over the country.
Yeah. last year, 2019, we had 14 states represented. We had 89 cities represented last year in the criterium. And it's been that way the last couple years. I think the pro was from Iowa. It was a young man, I believe, from Iowa that could have won that. But, you know, the heaviest representation is Illinois and Missouri. We have Oklahoma. I mean, it's just Arkansas, California.
We frequently have contenders that are either in the top two or three from the Metro East, however. So there is often a strong representation of St. Louis area and even Madison and St. Clair County cyclists. Hmm.
I want to get to some of the entertainment. I want to talk about what all the good stuff you can eat and drink and all the stuff that make it a festival and not just a bike race in just a second. But first, I got to talk about Andy Calloway of Calloway Home Loans, because he saves me money every single month now, and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage. And he can do the same for you. Rates are incredibly low right now, and you want to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans. And ask for the Metro East Sports Podcast special. If you refinance with Andy, he'll donate $100 to the Metro East High School or Junior High team or general athletic fund of your choice. He'll give $100 to Wood River Wrestling. He'll give $100 to Althoff Basketball. He'll give $100 to O'Fallon Volleyball. It is your choice. Give him a call at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. Okay, we're talking to Brian Mulhall and S.J. Morrison, 4th Ward representative.
Alderman.
Alderman, 4th yeah. Ward alderman. Word slipped my mind. I knew it. It was on the tip of my tongue. I'm even reading it. 4th Ward alderman right here. Lifelong resident.
Yep.
Your resume on the city of Edwardsville, Illinois is about 10 pages long, S.J.
That's too long. Yeah.
Well, you've done so many things.
A lot going on.
And we're talking to Brian Mulhall, who's the race director, the festival director. That means all roads lead to you. All complaints, all questions, all responsibilities.
Not alderman.
How did you not an alderman?
Not be running.
But you're running that race, and that's going to be a lot of headaches.
Cannot run.
Before we talk about all the great stuff that goes on, how'd you get stuck with this job? They asked for a volunteer, and you weren't there, is my guess.
So, you know, just to take a little kind of a quick step back, I actually got on the board of the Rotary Club. It's a 6-year process to presidency. About the time this was rolled out, and we had a young member, new member of the club, S.J. Morrison, came into the board meeting one night and presented the board with this idea in his head about the cycling event in downtown Edwardsville to raise money for Rotary. That's the purpose with this event. This is a festival. It's a party. It's a celebration. The downtown merchants do extremely well. People enjoy it. The racers love it. The bottom line is, without our sponsors and without a positive result for Rotary, the longevity of the event will suffer. And, you know, we take the profits from this event and we turn it back into the community. International projects, checks, grants, scholarships for Metro East Lutheran and EHS and SIUE. The Rotary Club is quite a global organization. So, you know, that just as listeners are thinking, you know, why do you do this? I mean, that's why we do it. We turn right around and we give the money out. And so we need to raise money and we need great sponsors. But SJ brought this, you know, forward to the board and said, I think this has some legs to it and something great for the community. Here's an idea. And being Indiana grad, you know, kind of had this biking experience and brought this back to the community. And we believed in him and we believed in the Rotary Club and we stepped forward with it. And to think how far it's come is just, quite frankly, amazing. From the first event, Sunday morning racing, which was a tough start because the night prior was our big fundraiser of a Dr. Gervais and food and beer and refreshments. And we raised a lot of money from that. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Otherwise we wouldn't have turned.
No, there wouldn't have been a year two.
No, not handing out $10,000 of profit or of prize money. And we just kept going. And, you know, there was a couple of lean years there and we just believed in SJ and the Rotary Club and that this thing was going to grow. And then it turned into a Saturday event, which was terrific. That sort of helped.
That was a game changer.
A lot was the city, who, again, as we kind of give thanks here,
I mean, there's no way without a supportive city. We've heard that nationally too. These things won't last. And the city has been everything possible, you know, supportive on that. So it turned Saturday, and then that was fun for a year or two. And then the big granddaddy of them all, Open Container.
Yeah.
Along Main Street. And it gets, it gets the crowd revved up, just celebratory. It's nice to be able to have a beverage in your hand and walk in a defined area on Main Street and celebrate with your friends. We see people, you know, and this year is going to be absolutely as big as ever. How have you been? It's great to see you again. This is awesome. How are the kids? You know, a lot of the crowd there have kids. Empty nesters, they'll be in college, they'll be in high school. And so that's another reason why sometimes I pause during the middle of the event, sweating, exhausted, feet hurting, whatever it is, and say, and you see 6-7 people hugging, you know, just really just having a great time, and say, it was worth it, you know, because it really brings, you know, people together.
Totally.
So the this is, I'm not sure where you want to go with this, just in terms of defining it this year and what's kind of going on.
Yeah, I want to know. Let's talk about your entertainment. Yeah, let's do that. I want to know because it truly is a festival. And one of the things that I love about it personally is you've got great musical guests there. You've got my buddy Bob Myers' band there every year. You've had Exit 12. My other tennis buddy, Jack Desi, his band is involved there. I've seen both those bands there. Great food, great drinks. But let's talk about some of the entertainment that you've booked this year.
Well, something that your listeners need to know this year, it's been in the makes for a couple years, and it's happening. The course has changed this year, and we think it's going to be going to provide more of a festival atmosphere, because we have a truly defined area where people can gather and move about a little bit, probably more freely than before, where we had some tight areas. So the course has changed at the same length, and maybe I won't get into the details. If people want to go to the Criterium Festival website and check that out, they can see the map. But
yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You've even got places to park, where the food and the drink zone is. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
So the
and the big news is that it extends the course down Main Street, you know, all the way down to the Wildy. You know, Wildy all the way down to, you know, the Bone Building and the Walgreens corner there at Vandalia. And so there will be quite a straightaway, quite a stretch for cyclists.
Quarter mile. Yeah. So the old course was awesome. It was very technical. It was quite frankly dangerous at times, which a lot of the riders love. They do. Yeah. It sounds kind of funny for us to hear that, but they do. But we've course is the same length. We've got 5 turns instead of 8. It's not quite as technical, but it will also allow a lot of riders who have perhaps, there's a terminology in racing where the head eats the tail, right? So
yes.
You get this deal where it's kind of, if you think about that, like a snake might come and eat the tail, where the fast ones catch the slow ones and then they get held up. But if you, in the previous course, if you fell behind a bit, maybe you're one of the top 3 racers and you just had a bad turn, it was tough to get back in the lead because you were always turning 8 turns and some really intricate, tight turns in the back. This course allows someone who might perhaps miss a gear, maybe not get the second college turn right and get up that hill and they fall behind, to immediately go into a quarter mile straightaway and to re-catch the lead. And so we think that will be well received from a lot of the riders that way. It involves more of downtown. From the Wildy, as SJ said, all the way down to, Stagger, Walgreens, that turn and so forth, 2nd Street. And we're really excited about the new entertainment zone, which is where the Goshen Market, for those of you that are familiar with where the Goshen Market is held, that will be the entertainment zone where we'll have live music, we'll have food, we will have beverages, adult and...
Otherwise,
we can say beer.
Yeah,
you're gonna have beer, but you can't pay cash for it. You got to buy the tokens, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have
soda and what other food? Get me excited. You know I like food.
Well, we'll focus on the core food groups. That's barbecue. Yeah. That's pasta.
Mm.
It's like jambalaya.
Mm. Tell me some of the people that are coming. And, that some of the
bread. We don't have all of the restaurants yet defined.
Gotcha.
I tell you, it's a struggle for the restaurants as much as they want to be out hiring and having enough staff mm-hmm. to be able to for there. It really is. I mean, it's the more you hear about this, it's true. So we will have ample selection of after people have indulged in some beverages and want something to eat.
Of course.
About what you want is there. And of course, along Main Street, other fine dining and restaurants that'll have food available. So it's really a more all-inclusive downtown event. I want to give special thanks to SJ and Madison County Transit for their donation of use of some of the space of the bus terminal
station there. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice area for registration. We think it frees up the flow a little better. And, you know, this is a biking event. This ties in well with the trails system. So it really, it's a great cooperation of that space. The bus terminal is not closing down for the night. So that's just, that stays open, but we've got the all
one
that,
side of it will be closed for the event.
All that yeah. figure, yeah, one side of it. Because that would be difficult to leave it open and put a bus out on the route while the riders are coming through.
Yeah. But yeah, that wouldn't work.
So anyway, we thought about that, but nah.
Sounds good.
What was that bus movie we had that the guy couldn't get it below a certain speed or was going to blow up? Speed. Was that it?
Keanu Reeves.
We could have recreated something like that. Now, maybe in the future we could do something like that.
Yeah, so, let's not create anything that's even close to the movie Speed. Let's just focus yeah. on your bike race and the yes. good entertainment. Yeah. And I know you've got Bob's Garage Band. Bob Myers Band, I think. I saw
Robert Perry Band.
Robert Perry. I've got the Robert Perry Band.
He'll come on at 7. He and his entourage will come on at 7, and
do we know who else? We're still working on. We're still finalizing the schedule for all the talent.
Mike Sonnegrass.
Oh, Sonderegger.
Sonderegger. Sorry, Mike.
Cool.
I apologize yeah. for that.
New Nano, Village of Glencarvan trustee,
and basically can play anything. So
dueling pianos,
piano down there, and he'll be probably taking song requests. And he is just a superhuman.
Yeah,
and he will be entertaining from 4 to 7.
A fantastic stage. The sound. I mean, it's like visiting a concert and an outdoor food festival, and a professional sporting event all at the same time. I think that's kind of the appeal that you get, and it's also interactive because the kids can get involved. People can get involved. I've been to it multiple times. It's always a fantastic project. And we've got a rider coming in, right?
He's here.
Okay. And who's coming in today?
Anthony Dust.
Okay. Before we get to Anthony Dust, I got to talk about Keller Williams Marquis. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois and Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, the chance to serve you. They've got offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blasting Games are a family-owned business that have helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blastinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. Okay, we're talking Edwardsville Criterium, the Rotary Criterium presented by the Busey Bank. And now we're going to welcome to the studio to join SJ Morrison and Brian Mulhall, competitor cyclist Anthony Dust. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi. Thank you.
So how many years have you ridden in this race?
Every year but one.
Okay, so you're a frequent competitor, and in which race do you ride? Which category?
So I have been riding in the Pro 1-2 category every year.
Okay, so you've been riding in the top category.
Yes.
Every single year.
Every single year.
So you're riding with the best riders out there.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and can I ask you your highest finish?
I think it was just probably fifth in one of the early years. As I get older, everyone else seems to get faster. And so my finishes haven't been so much in the past. My son got third in the kids' race a couple years ago.
Cool.
And this year I will finally be old enough to race in the Masters 40 plus race.
So where do you live? Where are you from?
Edwardsville.
You're an Edwardsville guy. Okay. And did you ride in the first race the first year?
Yes.
Okay. So how have you seen this race change as a competitor?
It has gotten bigger. Definitely the first couple of years, the field sizes haven't changed a whole lot for the pro one too. You know, we were hitting between 20 and 60 riders. But in the past few years, the quality of the field has gotten pretty big, the depth. So not just the first 5 or 10 guys are fast, but the first 30 or 40 guys are fast. And the entire race is nose to tail, 30 miles an hour, high speed out of every corner. It's exhausting. It's a big challenge.
And Dave Anthony has been critical in providing technical support for the event from the very beginning.
You've provided the player's perspective, the rider's perspective, as they have planned the race and planned the event. They've wanted to make sure that they get things right by checking them with you, right?
Yep. Yeah, I've been working with SJ since 2009 when he first kind of contacted me with the idea of the race, and we brainstormed some
We were horses. Kids then.
Yeah. No kids.
Yeah, and we had no kids. Yeah.
And would it be right for me to assume that you ride in other criteriums as well?
I do.
Okay, so how would you compare the Edwardsville criterium to other criteriums?
So the Edwardsville criterium is probably one of the biggest payout races in St. Louis. It actually is nowadays. And it has a huge field and a good race all day long. Every event is top-notch from the Category 4 and 5 races. I think actually it's called the Novice race this year instead of Category 5. They've changed that with USA Cycling. And it's just high-quality competition, high-quality race from beginning to finish every year.
And what about the off-track experience, I guess, so to speak? How does what Edwardsville provides compared to the other races in terms of off-track for families and for people wanting to eat and drink and such?
Oh, it's a level above. Yeah, there's nothing else in St. Louis that has the small town feel on Main Street with so many people coming out, with all of the family events, with the kids race, with the 5K, with all of the businesses up and down Main Street supporting it from, you know, noon on Saturday all the way till 11 o'clock. The depth of having 4 or 5 people deep along Main Street watching the race, you know, when it's about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, the kids races are kicking off, and just the volume of people there is incomparable.
I don't care what sport it is. Professional athletes want people in the stands. They feed off the energy. It doesn't matter if it's golf or basketball or football or tennis. They like to have an audience. They feed off the energy. And you guys are smart because you've got people there who don't just love cycling, but they want to take their kids to something that's fun for their family. Or they don't just love cycling, but they want to go have a drink and have some good food. And then they can fall in love with the sport. And you've got people there for multiple reasons. And then it all just kind of creates this synergy. So congratulations to you guys and to the Rotary Club, because I appreciate what you've done as an event organizer myself. And I'm in awe of the way the event has grown, and I'm stealing your secrets all the time, man. I'm looking at what you do and I'm like, okay, I got to do that. I got to do better at that. I got to do better at that for sure. Anthony, back to you. So how would you describe the reputation that the Edwardsville Criterium has in the cycling community now?
I would say locally, it is a very, very high reputation. Everyone looks forward to it every year. And every time it comes out, everyone comes, has a great time. Afterwards, tons of kudos online from my friends that I race with, from folks that I see giving kudos to the race. It's always a great event. They love to be there to participate and to watch and to stick around and be part of the entire event.
And to stick around and party and get to know people and get to know the community. When does everything pack up? When does everybody shut down and like, okay, you got to go home?
Well, the last race will conclude shortly before 11, and the city wants their streets back, and so
inside of 2 hours
packing up. And so we have 3 hours to set up, and it's quite a feat. 150 volunteers in the heat and everything else we struggle with. And 10:50 at night, the last race concludes, the award's handed out, and we start pulling barricades. This year will be 4,600 feet of barricades, doubling what it was last year or all previous years. Hay bales, a couple semi-trailer loads of hay bales, Thank you, Market Basket. And it's just amazing. And we get it cleared off about midnight, shortly thereafter, and collapse.
Could you do it without your Rotary brethren and sisters?
Well, not at all, as well as other non-Rotarian volunteers. So it would be impossible.
It takes a community.
So much cooperation. Yeah. I mean, really, I mentioned the city earlier. We'll have two EMTs. Their Parks Department gets involved. Public Works are involved. So it's an amazing accomplishment.
I'm looking at your other sponsors. You've got, along with Busey, you've got obviously the city of Edwardsville that you've talked about, and the township. Kevin Hall, formerly Fred Schulte, but Kevin Hall is there now, and then you've got all the great aldermen there with the township. Good to see them involved. And you've got FCA, Edwardsville Wrestling, Anderson Hospital, Plocker, Gorey, Carrollton Bank, Hortica, Woodriver Refinery, Worldwide Technology, Contagra, and then a whole list of other sponsors, what you call preparation sponsors, that get involved in more hands make light the work. So you've got the right formula there as well. So kudos to you on that. Have you ever done an economic impact study? It's got to be mammoth.
You know, that question's been asked several times, and we probably need to do it. But here's what I can tell you, that if you ask any of the establishments on Main Street, it's their best night of the year.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I've heard that before, too. Yeah, your sheer numbers are obviously a winner.
And I can also tell you from a city standpoint, it is one of the top sales tax generating days of the year.
City likes it.
I bet it. Yeah, I bet all the establishments right here in downtown Edwardsville will have to love it.
The new course will expand that down to the Wildy. I know Al Canal has several things planned for that evening.
He's got to show Breaking Away.
And
we did a few years ago. Yeah,
we do. You know, so many other businesses down there. 222, Source,
Sergeant Pepper's,
Recess, of course. Yeah. That Second Street, by the way, for people to come down and want to walk down there, that's going to be Grayville down there, I think, with that wicked turn from Second Street up College, and watching Anthony make that turn and climb that hill. And
you training Anthony
every day?
I want to hear Anthony's take on the new course.
I'm excited about it. The old course was very technically challenging, and it was tough for some people. They sometimes were a little intimidated by the corners in the back, going around the old bank. There were crashes. I have not crashed there myself, but it was a challenge, and this new course is still going to be technically challenging. We have a couple tight corners, some high-speed corners as well, especially that one going from Second on to College. You're going to be going slightly downhill. We're going to be hitting into that corner, 30 miles an hour or so, right before it. Guys, girls, jamming on the brakes, having to sprint up that hill. And then as soon as you sprint up that, you've got the long drag down Main Street. So you've got several hundred meters to catch back up to the folks that are in the front of the pack before you start it all over again. And it's going to be tough. The riders will still be strung out all day. They'll regroup in a few spots, with the length of Main Street or coming up on the Second. We're not the hilliest town around, but when you're going as hard as you can go, any little change in elevation, any corner, any reacceleration that you have to do is a lot of work.
So, Anthony, are you going to ride in two races this year? Because he said he could ride in the Masters and the Cat 1 and 2. So are you going to do them both?
Ask me at 9 o'clock for the start of Second. We'll see. We'll see if I decide to.
So you can ride in the Masters and then decide how you feel.
Correct. So most of these races are single category. There is a category 4 race or the novice race, and your USA Cycling racing license only applies to one event that you can typically enter. However, there are a few overlaps in that. One would be the age grade, the Masters 40 plus and 50 plus races. Women can race a category down and join the men's race. And I think that's the overlaps I was thinking
that's
about.
That's cool. Yep. Do we still have one of the largest payouts for women?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I know at one time we had one of the larger payouts for women cyclists in the Midwest, if not the country. So we were proud of that.
That's cool.
There's some higher, organizational type races. They may have a little bit bigger fields or payouts. But for a one-day standalone, not part of any other series type of race, we're very big.
Hmm. Who are some other local riders that we could watch out for? We're talking to Anthony Dust, a local rider who has finished as high as fifth place and who has ridden in this race 10 times because you only skipped 1 year. This is year number 11, so it's 9 or 10 times, something like that. Who are some other local men, women, children that we should be watching for?
So
who's the best three-year-old?
Oh, I don't know if my
you have a three-year-old?
Three-year-old daughter is into it right now. My son,
I'm betting on your kid.
Yeah. See, locally in town, we got a good crew of riders that we ride and train together pretty often. Luke Pierce, Keith Guilford, they're good Edwardsville guys there.
Scott Shaw,
yep, ride a Scott Shaw too. St. Louis wise, there's plenty of good talent there too that'll be coming over. I know in the past we've had folks like Spencer Sagerbush is good.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't care about them. I'm rooting for the Metro East guys.
Yeah. Me too.
That's who I'm rooting for. The other guys, I'm liable to run out on the track and go for it. I'm liable to tackle. You don't ever get any of that, do you?
I'm looking forward to it this year.
No, nothing but love for our St. Louis brothers. Let's get that out there right now. I hope they all do well and they all have their best race possible. But this is the Metro East Sports Podcast, so I'm talking about those Metro East riders today on this podcast. And I'm going to be rooting for you. I'm going to be here.
And nearly every year we have a national champion or two ride in our race.
Yes.
So, I mean, from different parts of the country, they, you know, descend on Edwardsville, you know, for this event. So that's kind of exciting, too.
I can't wait. I really cannot wait. And where can people find out more information, Brian?
Well, you follow us on Facebook. You know, that's for sure. We try to keep that current. EdwardsvilleCriterium.page is a little bit of a twist there on a website. But that'll get you up to speed with all the schedules and itinerary. So remember that.
Yep. Edwardsville Criterium with an M dot page. And you guys have a beautiful website. Jackie Joyner Kersey is going to make a special guest appearance. Oh, was that 2019?
2019. But
that was 2019.
Thanks for that throw out. That
well,
get us a few.
She's welcome to come. We'd love to have her.
Because she's on your website.
Just played in a golf tournament, so she probably would have come back. So yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be terrific. And Great Rivers and Routes, by the way, Tourism Bureau will be promoting the event quite heavily 30 days in. So people will start to see randomly on their social media pages, I'm sure, some feedback from them. They're going to be a great help.
Mr. Job over there.
Yep, was just a Rotary meeting Thursday.
Corey.
And did a great job. Sat down with us. Yeah, Job. So
Brett Staywar's replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming upgrade there, but.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
We're kidding, Brett.
Corey's doing a great job. Brett was a tough act to follow, man.
Yeah.
Tough room, man.
Yeah, it's like following SJ as being the Criterium director.
Right.
Yeah, don't ever follow Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You know, so here I'm just kind of, I'm like in his tailwind, you know, with that. But that's okay. It's where I stay.
Yeah. That was a good racing term.
Yeah.
Tailwind.
Yeah.
Very good. Drafting. Yeah.
Drafting.
I'm drafting off SJ.
Yeah. That sounds more like NASCAR to me. Well, guys, anything else we've got to look forward to? Anything else we need to talk about for the Edwardsville Rotary Criterium presented by Busey Bank?
No, I think people are going to come down. The course has changed. The layout has changed. The entertainment zone is there. The kids zone is now between next to Source Juicery and the lot there. I think they're going to like the layout better. It feels more open if people are feeling, you know, the less crowd situation. And I really believe it's going to have even more of a festival feel to it. And so I don't think you can go really many other places in the Metro East, even in the St. Louis area, where you can have, as Dave, you just mentioned, that feel of a professional event, professional athletes there competing, and yet sit back there and have your Prairie Farm free ice cream cup with your kid at your side and enjoying,
you know, and a beer in hand.
Happened there. And you can juggle a lot of things. So it's a great,
and some entertainment.
It's a great combination. Where are you going to go in a city event right there where you're going to have that much variety? And I think that's what makes it so appealing, why the crowd is going to continue to grow, and why it's going to be a bigger event for Rotary. And then we'll turn right around and we'll give that money away and for the betterment of the community and international projects.
Well said. That's why you're the race director. That's why you followed the fourth ward alderman over here.
There you go.
Draft.
Yeah.
Just right at the end. That's when you got to come out for the win.
That's right.
Do you have any strategy for us for this year, Anthony?
Win.
Any just going to win.
Yeah, that's it.
Just going to. I want you to ride like a wild animal. That's what, that's what I tell my tennis kids. Like, I want you to play like a wild animal. And they just kind of look at me like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, guys, it was a lot of fun talking to Edwardsville Criterium with you. I want to thank you so much for coming by. And I can't wait to come back to the event. I'm not going to ride in anything. I'm not going to embarrass myself. But anyway, for the Metro Esports Podcast, where the guests make the show, big thanks to Brian Mulhall, SJ Morrison, and Anthony Dust, and for partners Callaway Home Loans, Cassins & Sons, Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb & Ginger Blasting Game, and Integrity Spine & Joint Center. Our producers, Brian Kroc and Everett Hicks, and our intern at Zoogie J. Thank you for listening to the Metro Esports Sports Podcast special on the Edwardsville Criterium. See you next time.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.